Hi, I am Sonia Toomer Bates, and I am the executive director for the program TAP2. And that's what we'll be covering today. Two topics that we have at the table is legal and your operations, your processes and procedures. We have two women that are a part of our team. They are powerhouse women that work with me and the community. And I wanted to have an opportunity to bring them before you today so we can get some highlights and some really key pieces that they do as powerhouse women. So I'm gonna let them introduce themselves to you. Alakeisha?
Yes. Good day, evening, whenever time you're watching this. My name is Alakeisha O'Kelly. I am the principal attorney of Sire de Jure Legal Firm. I coined myself as the ownership attorney. I'm also the empowerment influencer, federally protected and registered name, influencer. And I empower individuals and contracts, trademarks, and copyrights.
All right. And you, Tasha?
Yes. Greetings, everyone. My name is Tasha Boyd. I am an operations and process improvement consultant. So my firm, the Leo Process, helps businesses to implement core business systems, streamline day-to-day operations, as well as automate tasks or workflows.
These services that we're talking about today from these two women is encompassed in what we do in work for TAP2. Let me tell you a little bit about TAP2 Gmen. TAP2 Gmen is a program that is provided to begin with various businesses helping to close gaps. Your gaps could be legal, the processes, accounting, marketing, the whole foundation and fundamental pieces. Your infrastructure is what we work on. And we find that there are businesses that have some challenges. You're doing well as a business, but there's some gaps that we need to go ahead and address and help you close so that you really can scale and grow. And then there are some things that you might not have thought about. So that's what we're here for, to help to see and assess what that might be and then put the right people in place, matching you up and aligning you so you can get that stuff done and done the right way. So I'm excited about it. As you can see, I'm very passionate about this work. We've been doing it for about 5 years, and we've been doing it a little bit longer with that, with the 10 years with GoDaddy. But now we're being able to do this one-on-one technical assistance support that I thought was very vital. So if you could tell me from your work that you do for TAP2, give me a little bit more about what your impact is.
What my impact, and I love you use that word, because that's one of the intentions why I do what I do. Is for impact. And as you said, TAP2 focuses on the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And so legal is a very important component of the infrastructure.
Yes, it is.
And if you're looking at filling gaps, a lot of times that's where a gap is. It's either in legal or processes. And as, you know, creatives or small business owners, a lot of times we have these ideals, great ideals. We have gifts, and we just want to go out there and go.
Right.
But we're missing that foundation, and then we have to go all the ways backwards and say, why isn't this working? See, as a former professional athlete, one thing we learned that is when I have feel pain in my knee, it's not usually coming from my knee. It's coming from something before it.
Right.
And so when you see the pain here, you had to go back and say, wait, I don't have processes. I don't have the legal soundness. And so the impact with TAP2 is being able to get with these clients who realize, wait, I need these particular things. And I need to be empowered in them, not just the service. TAP2 focuses on impact.
Our secret sauce, y'all.
That's the secret sauce. You focus on impact. So we have impactful engagements that ends with providing a deliverable.
Very good. Very good. I totally agree with that. And even as you were talking, is why I paired these two amazing women up. Again, it's Women's History Month. But with that, you said the processes.
That's it.
You know, the organization. I really am so glad to have you, Tasha, on the team, because as we work through the years, we found that this fundamental piece was critical, like you said. And people like the shiny toys. They like to look good and some of the branding. But that falls apart if that foundation is not solid in how you are mapping out your business. So I'd like you to tell a little bit more about that for your impact in your area.
Absolutely. And the fact that you all provide comprehensive services to the business owners, such as legal, foundations, marketing, sales, photography, accounting, et cetera, right? Again, that's what attracted me, is that you all are helping the business owners to lay their foundation, to provide comprehensive services. And I wanted to be able to bring my expertise along the lines of operations and processes.
Right.
Because as we've just stated, that if you don't have that foundation together, that foundation solid, and you are working with, let's say, sales and marketing, right? So now you have those clients in, what are you going to do with them? How are you going to provide your services or your products if you don't have the foundation set, such as how to deliver the product?
Very
step
important.
Step by step.
Map it out.
Who's doing it within your organization? How to do it.
Mm-hmm. And it's like what you were saying, we work together in the strengths that we have. And I saw that was vital as a team, knowing as an entrepreneur myself, it was important that structure around if this, then that is not in place. You're not even ready to pivot when it's time.
Mm-hmm. Can't we grow, scale.
Yes, yes. You think you are because you are good at what you do.
Yes.
And that in itself kind of magnifies your work and brings in that additional provisions. But when you really want to take it up a scale and you find out I've been in this same place for 3 years, okay. 4 years, yeah. It's because that fundamental piece is you just haven't identified. We want to help you identify those. We want to help you not only see it, but give you a deliverable to say, now I've completed this. What's next? We're ready to move on to the next step. Mm-hmm. So, Elakeisha, when you do that and you understand what you're doing with Tap 2 and the whole focus around the impact, tell me about anybody that you may have worked with. Do you have any examples of some of those things that have occurred?
Yes, I have a couple. But my very first client I want to talk about, go back to, it was a client that provided services in the educational space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that particular client was dealing with over 100 collaborators, right? That they were calling partners. So wording was everything, right? So the things you don't, you only know what you don't know, right? And so I had an amazing client that have this amazing service that could have amazingly been taken away from them, right?
Wow.
And so in this conversation, we had to choose words correctly. We had to make sure the documents are, the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and you're communicating exactly what you expect and what they should expect as well. So with that client, we were able to do contracts, parse them out where we're dealing with independent contractors versus the collaborators. And it was like, oh, I didn't see it this way. And so at the end, we walked away with a very sound device that protects the vision.
Listen, let me tell you, I'm going to try to stay on this podcast, but that is so phenomenal to me. I remember working with them. I remember their challenge that they had. And legal is not an easy space to try to navigate through.
No.
Let me tell you that. So hats off to you for being able to come in after my assessment, do your second layer of it to what you could do to really make a difference for what their challenges were. And I know them as a small business appreciated that because they could not see their way through how that was going to happen.
Didn't see it.
And like you said, all of those partners or so forth that were assigned to that work without it being worded correctly, man, the
could have been detrimental. And so that's what we're talking about now. And that's why Tap 2 is amazing, where you have this team of individuals that know their lane to have those conversations and those things that you may think you know this. You may think, oh, I understand this about processes. I understand this about marketing or branding. All
right. Right.
This is what
I
think I know about legal. Until you talk to those experts that's housed in one place that you have these conversations. Yes. Like, wait a minute, I only knew what I knew. And I knew nothing.
I knew nothing.
Let me tell you. No, I'm kidding. But have that conversation to expound and be empowered and level up in what you know. And really quickly, I want to finish because you made a point about scaling. A lot of individuals tie scaling to, I need more money. I need these connections.
Right.
I need this.
Right.
If you go back to the knee analogy as well, if you have certain things in process and in place, processes, legal and stuff, it makes you walk differently.
Ooh.
You talk differently.
Yes.
More confident.
You handle things differently.
Yes.
The small things we're ignoring. When I'm in these rooms, the yes and the no's of more money or this or that comes from the perception of what they're being tied to.
Right.
And you don't realize this as business owners, but when you have certain things in place, it's not just that it's functioning well, but it's changing you as the leader and individual
company.
That's good.
She's giving lids to more of our secret sauce. That's what she's doing here. I saw you being ready to jump in, Tasha. I know it ties right into you.
Probably a lot of stuff I want to jump in on. But confidence, that's the number one feedback that I receive after working with a client, including clients of this program, is helping them with the confidence after we have identified a sound or repeatable process, right. Documented that process. And just to share experience with one of my clients working through this program, it was a bakery that was gearing up to solidify some contracts that they had with commercial partners.
Right.
Let us say, right. And mm-hmm. a very mm-hmm. large commercial mm-hmm. partner here in the Atlanta area. And the business owner wanted to get out of the day to day and again be able to build her confidence in signing a deal or having a contract with this commercial company. And so what we did is took some of her processes that were manual, such as inventory management.
Yes.
So taking that out
yes.
of a notebook that, you know, the owner would take home every day. And then now what happens? Her staff members did not have access to that. So again, we took that written process, that manual process, and created a digital process
along with
a standard operating procedure manual. Because yes, you can have your process to help you deliver your service or your products, but again, what are the steps? Meaning that your grandma should be able to come in and pick up this SOP and be able to follow it verbatim to deliver your service or your product.
Let me tell you, this is powerful, you guys. Don't miss any of these nuggets from these ladies, because these are real customers that we worked with. Yeah, these are people
customers
I met before they came in with the team to work with these women in the area that was very vital for their shift. We have someone who was going like this. That was a client you had.
Mm-hmm.
She's on her way up and she's looking around saying, it's about to fall apart because I don't have anything to help balance mm-hmm. me as I go. Mm-hmm. They look like they yeah. at any moment, yeah. I couldn't just call on my staff right. to kind of have me through mm-hmm. because I don't have anything documented and streamlined, automated mm-hmm. to work as I grow. Listen yeah. to that. It's so important. These are the pieces that you just cannot ignore. They mm-hmm. must. They're a must to be in place. And it's a part of my assessment as I know what's on the team, mm-hmm. when I hear from you, identifying with the first place that we need to attack mm-hmm. for you to grow. What were you saying?
Well, I was just going to say, like, that was the business owner's exact words. Like, okay, I'm frustrated. I'm overwhelmed. I realize I can't grow. And you may not always be able to pinpoint the need, but like how Sonia's pulling out, like we have assessment. So you may not exactly know, be aware of what you need, but through conversation with Sonia, she's able to say, okay, you know what? It sounds like you need some legal foundation or structure. I'm going to send you over to work with Elakeisha. Or
yes.
it
yes.
sounds like, oh, you're in the day-to-day as the owner, but you have a team where you're working 10, 12, 16 hours a day, maybe you could benefit from having written processes, procedures. So I think that is definitely something that makes our program unique.
Yes. Yep. Yep. I say thank you for the time. Before we go, what is your goal as a Black business woman? What is your goal this
yes.
year?
I have a very lofty one here. So, I have to go big or go home. But for me, as I stated, impact and influence is the biggest thing to me. And there's a quote that there's mm-hmm. the two greatest days in your life, the day you're born, the day you figure out why. Well, I was born. I'm here. And I figured out why, and I'm happy about that. And mm-hmm. it's to not just impact individuals, but to impact individuals in such a profound way that there's a ripple effect generationally.
Yep.
And
there
so this year,
that's
my
it.
Goal is to impact, empower, and protect at least 1,000 brands.
Mm. Love it.
1,000 brands.
Love
and
it.
That way, you know, in a generational way, a sustainable way, not just looking at the short money of this, but looking at the long thing and positioning themselves to be in one of the greatest conversations of all times, which is you're great and what you're doing is great.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, can I create another
goal? Close us out. Close
can
us out.
Can I create another goal?
Close us out.
Well, I want to continue working on uprooting the narrative that small businesses, in particular those owned by Black and brown individuals, are unorganized, not profitable, and lack quality of services. So I know that I may not be able to touch everyone individually, meaning working with them one-on-one. So that's why I want to develop webinars to help business owners, webinars and workshops,
good.
The tools, technology, and tips that you need to run a sustainable and profitable capital business. So that's something that I'm looking forward to developing this year.
Love it. Thank you, ladies, for your time.
Thank you.
It's a wrap here, but I'm glad you guys had an opportunity to hear from us and to be a part of this segment. We're looking to hear from you, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care.